For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Yeah, Phil Perry reported during our pregame show that this past week, Drake May did get more than the normal number of reps that a backup quarterback would get in preparing for a team. And that's more of an orientation, a weekly orientation. So whereas you might say, okay, this guy's going to get 8 reps and Jacoby's going to get 14 or even more, 16 and 4, they're making sure that Drake May gets more reps during practices to see things and to develop. But I really do think that ideally, I really believe the Patriots would be quite happy to be 5-3 with Jacoby Brissett and be able to say, you know what, Drake can sit all year. Just get better. We'll cross that bridge when we need to with him. And I think that that would be their ideal. I think that they are fully committed to having him sit as long as flippin' possible.
That was flippin' possible, Curran said. Woo! Flippin'.
Yep. Well, it's still radio. We can't cuss.
No.
Yeah,
no,
yeah,
no,
yeah.
No, 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 no. You take it right up to the line.
You got some of these podcasts, though. Woo-hoo, boy.
Very edgy.
Yes.
Quite edgy.
Yes, yes, yes.
Flippin' possible, Curran said. 5-3. That's not a prediction.
No, it's not. He made me clarify that. He did clarify that.
That is not a prediction.
No, it's not.
Just spitballing.
If it happens.
But they'd be very comfortable to stick with Brissett, be playing reasonably well middle of the year, and then say, we're just sticking with Jacoby rest of the year and sitting Drake May. So that was Tommy Curran earlier today here on Jones and Keith. If you missed any of that, Odyssey app, it's free. It's easy. Take it on your phone wherever you go. No reason not to. You can also see that on YouTube. It'll be up there shortly if it's not already. Just subscribe to WEEI. You can check out the full interview every Tuesday with Tommy Curran. He also said in there, and I guess I missed this on Sunday. Maybe I was following the Tyreek Hill news, the Dak Prescott news.
A lot going on first week of the NFL season.
Brady ownership news. I got lost in the weeds, yeah. I guess.
Brady doing that game.
So good.
You notice the elf?
I didn't, actually.
Brownie the elf?
You know what? I got to be honest. I watched that whole game. Was the elf on the field?
Yeah, the Brady
was
game.
Was he?
Oh, yeah. Smack dab 50-yard line. You know what I don't like?
That. What?
The width of the Brownie the Elf is only 10 yards.
He's just a little guy.
It should be significantly bigger.
Why?
Though. So I like...
He's just a little bit of a guy.
I know, but like, blow it up. Like, zoom in on him a little bit. I like college basketball courts that it's like from free throw line.
Yes!
Yeah. Like, isn't it, I think like the Buffalo maybe in Colorado.
That sounds
is like
right.
Enormous.
That
like,
sounds right.
The bigger, like the big hog, the Razorback in Arkansas.
Sure.
Enormous.
Yeah.
So Brownie the Elf.
I'm happy you clarified the Razorback.
Yeah, correct. So, but the Brownie the Elf. So during the Brady game, while he's not saying anything, I was so focused on that Brownie the Elf. I'm like, that is nice.
Yeah.
You don't like a little elf?
No. It takes your mind off Deshaun Watson, having to watch him a little bit.
Horrible player.
How bad the Browns are.
Horrible player.
Elf.
Yes.
Not bad.
It's kind of fun. Now, I know not for Cleveland because they get smoked by the Cowboys, but I thought it was still pretty cool.
They have so many strange... Maybe this is just because you're named after a color, but there's so many strange things going on with them. They're dogs. They're elves.
Yeah, dog pound, elf.
They got a lot going on.
I love that old...
Maybe do less.
That Monday Night Football commercial from years ago when like the wife asked the husband, she's like, if they're the Cleveland Browns, how come they're orange? And he goes, it's complicated.
Yeah, like what is going on?
Are they or it's outlandish.
The team left. They gave him another one.
Yep, they're back.
They're supposed to be brown, but they're orange.
They keep that history, I think, even though they were gone for like a year.
But you're named after a person. Actually, now that we're talking,
it's
not a color. You're right. You're named after.
I don't think most people know that.
No, I mean, I literally just forgot it until we were talking it out. Right. Yeah. So okay. Interesting.
What a selfish son of a gun that guy is. Talk about a narcissist.
That's true.
What should we name the team? The Keefs. Boston Keefs.
Yeah.
Like, you got nothing else? Boston Keefs. We're going to be an elf mascot.
Yeah.
And we're going to wear orange. Like, okay.
Yeah, okay. I guess that's
fine.
Guess that's
hey,
team,
you're the
I
owner.
Guess. You're pretty good.
You're
so
the owner.
Fine. Go for it. No, but maybe lost in the Brady
sauce.
Elf Browns news this weekend was that Phil Perry reported May got more work in practice. I missed that.
That is interesting.
I had no idea he had that until Curran said that today.
Interesting. You go back to an interview that Mayo did with the Greg Hill Show a few weeks back, and Courtney asked him, like, all right, Drake May's not starting, and there's a plan to get him, like, how is he going to get better during the year? And he mentioned like practice reps in there. And you're like, all right, how's that going to play out? Like, is the backup going to really play a lot? Like, I know you have to prepare for Brissett to go down, right? Yep. So I think every backup probably gets some reps because you need to be prepared for it. But
we've seen Brissett get hurt, and we saw him get drilled again on Sunday.
Yeah, so you do need to be prepared. You can't be like, oh, this guy's brand new to like, but you also only have so much time and so many practice plays to get ready for your opponent.
Right. At what point is it diminishing returns for the rest of the offense and not getting your starting quarterback ready, right?
Yeah. So based on Phil's report there, it seems like whatever the normal number for backup quarterbacks, it's higher for Drake May, which I think is promising for a lot of us that want to see Drake May. It also makes sense, right? Like, I think if you look at the 32 quarterbacks in the league that are starting, and you like the extremes, like Patrick Mahomes, it's the safest job security. Jacoby Brissett, Russell Wilson, who's already hurt, Danny Dimes, like these guys are probably on the low end. Like, shouldn't their backups all play a little bit more in practice?
And look, I'm okay with Drake May getting reps, by the way, but that just tells you a little bit about their conviction and their belief in Brissett. And maybe it even tells you a little bit about the conflict between Van Pelt, Wolf, and Mayo. Like, Mayo's like, look, I'll go along with this plan, and I'm spitballing here. Maybe it's Van Pelt's plan. I have no idea. Mm-hmm. But maybe Mayo is saying, yeah, let's get this guy some reps. Or maybe it's Van Pelt saying this is the best way to get him ready, and it won't be too many reps to take away from the rest of the team. I don't know, but that's an interesting report. And I wonder about the Van Pelt offense. I feel slightly better about it than we did going into the first game, because I thought the O-line could be a disaster. I wasn't sure they could run as effectively as they did, although a lot of that, as we discussed yesterday, was Ramondre. 118 yards were after contact out of his 120.
Well, I still don't like it. Like, so to me, it was successful and it worked in that game.
Right.
But I'm not going to, just because it worked in a one-off against a Cincinnati team that was not mentally or physically there,
okay.
I just don't think run first wins in the NFL anymore.
Well, not at a high level and not championships, but can it raise your floor? That's something we talked about the last couple of games.
Yep.
And even if I don't love it and agree with it, and I don't think it's a great way to win at a high level in 2024, I will acknowledge I feel better about it because they were able to move the ball on some sustained drives. Curran, I guess I should ask him about this, but Curran also wrote for NBC Sports Boston, the drives they had on Sunday, they had no drives like that last year. Like, consistently having three long drives, even though two ended in field goals, where you're going 9, 10, 11, 14 plays, they didn't do that last year. That was not a thing they did as an offense last year. So there's something to be said for that. There's something to be said for having an identity. Am I fully sold on Van Pelt and the offense? No. And I'm not sure it's sustainable week in and week out. But I do feel a little better about it than I did going into the first game of the year, because I thought they could be a disaster who couldn't protect the quarterback and couldn't run.
Yeah, and Mike Reese had the crazy stat yesterday about the Patriots were the first team to win a game in week one without a 20-yard play on offense since 2015. So that sort of speaks to like how sustainable it is and like what are the chances. Like, their longest play of the whole game was 17 yards.
You know who it was too?
Was that the Osborne line?
It was Thornton.
Oh, yeah, the Thornton. Yeah, yeah, yeah. He got open on that.
Tyquan Thornton.
Yeah.
Making plays.
Tiny wrists and all. Made it a nice
play.
So,
yeah, how do they get more explosive plays? And
I don't really see it.
Well, isn't a way to do it getting better players involved? So de-emphasize Osborne. De-emphasize, you know what?
So Pop and Polk, I guess, would be your two guys that you'd focus on.
This is exactly what I'm saying. Like, I de-emphasize Thornton, who I know can be an explosive player. I just don't trust him. I hated what I saw out of KJ Osborne. I'd cut him yesterday. But Pop Douglas and Jalen Polk, how do you get more explosive plays? Put the ball in the hands of more explosive players.
I think it's going to have to be. So we also talked about the stat yesterday, how Ramondre Stevenson had 125 yards in the game and he had 118 yards after contact. So doesn't the same thing probably have to apply to Pop and Polk, where it might be quick passes, it might be end arounds, it might be things like that, and then make you know, allow them to just be athletes and make guys miss? Because I don't think they're going to allow Jacoby Brissett to drop back and throw it down the field. No. I don't think that's going to happen because
he does, he almost throws picks in the end zone and Henry has to break it up. Yeah.
And that's like the main, like, rule number one of running an offense this way is you don't turn it over. And one of the best ways to not turn it over is not even take chances. So that's where, like, how are you going to get the big plays if you're not letting your quarterback even attempt big plays? It goes back to the quick passes. Passes that won't get picked off, but allow for those guys to make a guy miss and go.
Yeah.
And so I don't know. That's tough. That's putting a lot on those guys.
What week do we see that from Polk? Week 2 of the preseason? where he like he had that play where he made a guy miss and he darted and he showed some elusiveness. Yeah. Like some of those wide receiver screens are just safe passes, as you said, jet sweep, end around type plays where those guys can make guys miss. That I think they have players who are capable of that. Not that you're going to pop a big play
right
every single time, but you know, give it to them within 5 yards of the line of scrimmage, make some guys miss, see if they can go. They do need to create some explosive plays. I don't know that you need it this weekend or next. Like the irony with this offense, which I do feel better about, not fully sold on, although I do think being able to dominate time and possession, running the football coupled with your defense and no turnovers, I think raises your floor from like a 2 or 3 win team to a team that can win 6, 7, 8 games. I think it can raise your floor.
Yeah, because I think
it doesn't have you winning playoff games, I don't think, but it can raise your floor.
Well, no, because we heard that they were going to be a run-heavy team, right? Van Pelt, I think on his intro press conference months ago when he got introduced, was talking about running the ball.
Yep.
Gerard Mayo's telling everybody we're going to run the ball. And you're like, all right, I like Ramondre Stevenson, but if the offensive line's as bad as it was being made out to be, you're like, how are you going to run it? Like,
yeah.
That's one thing Cleveland has had over the last several years is a good running game, and that's why you know the offensive line, it probably did get overstated just how bad it was. And remember, even we would sort of push back on it a little bit because we took a lot of calls leading up to the first game about, oh, you can't play Drake May because he would have gotten absolutely killed and like you wouldn't be able to play. Like almost mapping it out like every single time the quarterback drops back, he's going to get planted into the earth. Mm. Like it's not that bad. Like they were able to kind of coach it up and also run the ball so much. So like you're taking the chances of your quarterback getting hit out of the equation.
Yeah, and let me just say, and this is something that occurred to me on Sunday Night Football when I was watching the Lions just hand off to David Montgomery over and over and over again in overtime to win that game. And you saw it a little bit last night, Keith. You know, no McCaffrey. The Niners handed off 28 times to Jordan Mason. Debo had, he must have had another 7, 8 carries. I don't know what he finished with.
Yeah.
So those are more runs. I know there some of them are jet sweeps, but he had some traditionally lined up as a running back in the backfield. They must have run 30-plus times.
He had 8 carries. Okay. They had 38 carries as a team.
One was that awful end-around reverse play where he should have lost 20 yards and he only lost 3.
Yeah.
You can't tell I had the Debo rushing prop last
night.
But I'm just telling you, some of the better teams in the league do run it well and run it often. So maybe we shouldn't be so dismissive about winning in 2024.
Well, no, I think that there's a difference between, you know, being able to run, but also like that being your thing.
Yeah.
Like, or like, and then really not having the element of pass.
Yeah. And
because these other teams can pass it.
No, they can. And look, it's a bit of a chicken and egg because if you're in front a lot and you're running out the game like the Niners were last night, you can run 28 times. I understand that. But that is a big hallmark of what Shanahan does. And they run to set up Purdy, they don't throw to set up their run.
No.
It's the other way around. I think it's the same thing with the Lions and Goff. And so I think some of the better teams, not that either of those teams won a Super Bowl, they do run and they do impose their will that way. But I agree with you. How do you get more explosive plays? You can't throw for 120 yards a week.
No.
Can't do that.
And although, like one touchdown obviously is not sustainable.
No, and that's what Brissett's done his whole career. When he started, he's about a touchdown a game guy, which kind of stinks. He doesn't turn it over.
I was going to say, but he also doesn't make every plays other week, right?
Yeah.
And so you got to still win the games where he throws a pick.
And the only other thing I'd say about last night, as it relates to the AFC East and the Patriots game looming in 3 weeks, where, yes, I already have the Patriots going 3-0.
3-0. Holy mackerel.
I've always thought they were going to beat Seattle, and the Jets didn't look good.
Yeah, true.
You can run on – did we not learn last night you can run on the Jets?
I mean, it's the Niners. They get a really good offensive line.
It's a great offensive line. It's fair and a good scheme. And the Patriots may have neither.
No, but still, it wasn't McCaffrey. It was their backup running back.
But we learned they could run on the Jets with a backup running back last night. So they can do it against the Jets. They can probably do it against Seattle. So when we say, is it sustainable, it looks okay for the next few weeks.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is not the stance of Jeremy Swayman.
No.
Not his stance whatsoever. It's definitely about the money.
It is, in fact, about the money.
It really is.
Yeah.
He's more of a Wu-Tang guy.
Uh-huh.
Cash rules everything around him.
Cream got the money.
Dollar bill, y'all.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's more Jeremy Swayman's stance. We got a grab bag coming up with Andy Hart, Christian Arkin, WEEI Afternoons coming your way about 20 minutes from now. In the meantime, Keith, It's unconscionable to me how little credit hashtag Scoops Keefe gets.
It's kind of sickening at this point. And not surprising.
It is sick. It's not kind of sickening. It's sickening.
Sickening.
Makes me sick to my stomach is what it is.
I hate it so much.
How little credit that Scoops Keefe gets because you come out with your scoop on our very first show.
Right off the rip.
Dropped out of the clouds. Yep, I think a lot of people assume, oh, Keith, you had this.
Oh,
your
you're
back
saving
pocket.
It.
You're saving it. No. Just people reach out. They got That's information.
Right. Show you the text.
Keith's very plugged in.
Yep.
Right in the middle of our first show.
Yeah.
Lo and behold, Keith's got a scoop. Dang. And when Keith's got a scoop, we got to go through with it because, again, just remind people.
It's right every time.
Remind people your track record.
Time. I think it was David Pastrnak.
Yeah.
His contract extension.
Yep.
And the exact dollar amount. Hathaway Orloff, I had that. Actually, you know what? I think I had Bergeron retiring before anybody had Bergeron retiring. I forgot all about that one.
Wow.
Yeah, I think I had that one as well.
So, retirements.
Yep.
Extensions.
Injuries. I had a few injuries in there.
Injuries.
Now, it's all
trade deadline acquisitions.
It is all Bruins.
Yeah, but you're
either way.
Plugged in at all levels of the organization.
Yep, correct. And so, I've gotten a little bit of everything.
It is all Bruins. That's true. So, that's your track record.
And then, so, Swayman, I stand by it. And it's funny how the reporting has sort of changed, like how crazy it was, how dumb I am.
Well, this is what I was going to say, because I know the cycle here. The cycle goes, Keith has a scoop. People crap on it. They go, what does he know? He doesn't know anything, even though there's a very established track record.
Correct.
And then lo and behold, as the reporting goes along, it turns out more and more.
Oh, wait a minute.
How right you were.
Yeah.
And how far ahead of the curve you were. So what's the latest on this?
Well, the latest is now everybody, including Elliot Friedman, is saying that, yeah, the ask has been between 9 and 10 million. He was saying 9.5, which I'm still saying 10. But everyone's like, well, the Bruins offered this, right? I think it was the Spit and Chicklets guys were saying. It was like, oh, well, they offered like 6.7,
yeah,
the
Bruins offered. I think Frank Saravelli had them around $6 million as well.
$6 million. So it's like, all right, so if the Bruins are offering 6.
That's what the Bruins are offering.
And if Swayman and his agent want 10, they're probably going to land somewhere around 8.
Right.
Classic negotiations.
Yes.
Right? And, well, or so we say, because the other thing you keep reading now is, no, they're actually a lot closer than it's been reported. And every day that they still haven't signed a deal yet.
Yeah.
The regular season
starts. You know when you're supposed to sign your players? Months ago.
Yeah.
You're supposed to sign your players.
You were allowed to do that.
Months ago. They're not close.
No.
Maybe they sign tomorrow. They're not close on anything.
Doesn't feel like it.
That's Scoops Jones just using his brain and saying they're not close, because if they were close, it would have been done. It would have been done a long time ago.
Do you know that their first preseason game is a week from Sunday?
Yeah, but they're close.
These guys are about to hammer it out any second now.
No, the games are close. The games are close.
Oh, the season is close.
The season is right around the corner. I don't know how close they are, but they haven't been close because this should have been done a long time ago. So Elliot Friedman said he's asking for McAvoy money, which is $9.5 million.
$9.5 million. I'll still stick with my 10, but if you want to bump it up to 9.5,
Elliot Friedman, arguably the most respected guy in terms of news, the Adam Schefter.
The Woj of Puck.
Of Puck. Thank you.
Puck Woj.
He says he's asking for McAvoy.
Yeah. I'd go a little, I'm still
and he
sticking
says it,
with my higher than
he says
that,
it
but that's fine.
Weeks after you said 10 million.
But I was an idiot.
You're the idiot.
And like, oh, he doesn't know what he's talking about. Yeah.
I got to tell you, I think the Bruins are bigger a-holes for offering him 6 than he is for asking for 10.
I think he should ask for the world. Yeah, six is more like...
It's more insulting.
Offering John Lester whatever they offered him.
Thank you. It's more insulting they offered him 6 than it is insulting he's asking for 10. That's what I think.
And I'm not entirely sure of the timeline, but don't you think one happened first and the other happened after?
Yes.
Meaning, like, they might not have asked for 10 if you didn't start with 6.
Yeah.
Right. Maybe if the number was closer, maybe their number would have been closer.
No, 100%. I think that's what's going on. I don't think he asked for 10 and they said,
off the
screw
rip.
You, 6. Yeah. No. They tried to lowball him. They have no leverage.
Yeah.
They traded Allmark. You traded 4, and I think he's going to be fine this year.
I don't.
But you traded for the worst goalie in the league in Korpisalo.
Yeah.
And you're retaining $3 million. Yep. Or Ottawa's retaining $1 million. You're taking on $3 million to pay him.
Mm-hmm.
You have no leverage. Go ahead and play the worst goalie in the league. You traded Allmark. You have no leverage. And you want me to take less? Screw you. Give me 10. I want 10. The cap's going up. In fact, Draisaitl just moved the AAV for the biggest contract in the history of the sport.
That's true.
I'm not taking backup goalie money, split-time goalie money. I know I split time last year. That's not my fault. That's your fault.
Mm-hmm.
You were playing and paying Allmark. So I think I can do it. I'm going to prove that I can do it. The first time you gave me a chance in the postseason, I won a round, which Allmark couldn't do in his wildest dreams. Yeah. Screw you. I'm not taking six. I want 10. So I'm with him on that.
There's a story in Athlon Sports.
Oh, nice. I like their college football previews.
Old college football preview were nice. I think I had the one with Curtis Enos on the cover.
Curtis Enos?
Yeah, 95 running back for Penn State.
Yeah.
And Joe Jurevicius?
Yeah. Oh, they're the same team?
Yeah, why not?
Same squad?
Kerry Collins probably.
It had to have been Kerry Collins after Kijana Carter.
Oh, Kijana Carter had a really nice run there.
Yeah, might have won a Heisman.
No.
Did he?
Kijana Carter?
Kijana Carter win a Heisman?
We're going to have to circle back on that. I'm not sure if he did.
He got some votes?
He may have.
He might have.
All right, so contract negotiations. This is Athlon Sports. After their Heisman contender, you scroll past that.
Yeah.
Contract negotiations between the Bruins and goaltender Jeremy Swayman appear to be moving forward after a three-week standstill between both sides. This is according to Athlon Sports. Now, they cite two. They say, according to reports from the fourth period's David Pagnotta and TSN's Darren Drager, the Bruins and their number one goalie are confident a deal will be reached, but Boston seems to be hesitant on signing Swayman to a long-term deal considering his, quote, limited NHL experience.
So
are we now talking about the wrong thing? Like, we're so hung up on the money and the average annual. Are they now dragging their feet on the years? All these goalies, all the top goalies, whether they've won Vezinas or Cups or not, it seems like across the board, like 7-8 year deal.
Yeah.
So are the Bruins now saying, like, no, we want to give you like a 2 or 3 year deal? Like, what are they doing?
Okay, I hope he holds out. I'm rooting for him to hold out. And yeah, give him a bridge contract and give him a bridge contract at $10 million. Like, I'm rooting for your report to not just be your report is right.
My report is 100% right.
Elliot Friedman says he's asking for 9.5. You said 10. So Keith's right. Keith's right.
Yep.
But I'm rooting for him to actually get the number now so you can really just throw in your faces, in everybody's face,
he gets
how right you were.
He gets 15. No, yeah, I think so. I also love this. This is
But hang on the splitting time thing, that's such a, if I'm him, I'm pissed at that because the Bruins are the one who asked him to split time.
He's already pissed. Remember the arbitration thing? He's got to be under his bonnet about this whole entire situation, and now they're holding that against him?
But again, they're the ones.
That's their choice.
They're the ones who never trusted him. So it's my fault you didn't trust me to play. I wanted to play. You're the ones who kept playing Allmark when he stinks and is a choker.
And when he was hurt. They played him 2 years ago in the playoffs when he was hurt over Swayman.
So, like, you should have just trusted me and played me and paid me a year ago. Now you didn't, and I'm not giving you a discount for that. That's on you. That's not on me.
So I told you that Swayman's camp is looking for $10 million.
Yes.
Now,
The Twitch chat's confused. Roba says, does Keith have a scoop or not? He's right. He has a scoop. Elliot Friedman says he's asking for 9.5. He said 10. Yeah. He's right.
Yes.
What do you mean? Does he have a scoop? Yes.
But this is also, like, I'm not as well-versed as some of these quote-unquote insiders are and how slippery they are with their verbiage.
No.
I'm saying, like, I'm more honest with you. I'm like, $10 million. That's what it is.
Yeah.
These guys are really slippery.
Nine to ten.
Not only that, this was when they're Darren Drager saying that he's confident they're going to get a deal done.
Mm-hmm.
This is a direct quote. I'm not saying it's imminent, but I do think the negotiations are probably closer than we're reading about.
One more time.
I'm not saying it's imminent.
Nope.
But I do think the negotiations are probably closer than we're reading about. So, like, reading what, first of all?
Yeah, pop some qualifiers on your scoops next time, Keith. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
There might be some consideration to maybe having $10 million annually.
Happen.
Like, so then you can never be wrong, I guess, if you do it that way.
Yeah,
that's slippery. I'm telling you the $10 million.
$10 million.
$10 million.
So
when are they going to get this thing over with, though? All right, so this was Pagnotta's source.
Who do you think blinks?
Both sides remain confident a deal will be ironed out as contract talks continued over the weekend. This is a report from yesterday. So I guess they spoke over this weekend. Still nothing, though. It's Tuesday afternoon. Nothing.
Yeah.
Crickets.
Who do you think blinks?
Well, the Bruins.
Bruins blink.
The Bruins, I believe, are going to have to make some. How much money do they have right now? Like 9? They don't have. I don't think they have 10 to give them.
No, they definitely don't have 10.
They need to move some stuff around. And, I mean, it's a matter of.
Bruins have 9.35.
All right. Is what they have. 9.25 goes to Jeremy Swayman.
9.34.
So I think. It's a matter of, like, maybe they both blink. Right? Like, so whatever the final offer, well, let's say Swayman's still at 10 and the Bruins are at 6.7 still, or even 7. Like, can they get together and be like 8.5?
Okay,
like, but what if I go up, what if you go down?
Okay, but that to me, so I...
Oh, but like, who calls who, you mean?
No, I just think if he's getting 8.5, Swayman won, and the Bruins blinked. That's what I think.
Oh, okay. Then I would say the Bruins.
And well, I think it's real easy. If he gets more than 8, Swayman won.
Who has more leverage?
If he gets less than 8, the Bruins won. Swayman has more leverage.
Correct.
But he has to use it. I don't know how confident I am.
Don't Jamar Chase this thing and I'll show up and play.
I'll play either way. No. Yeah, don't do that. If you're gonna play the leverage game, then you got to lean in on it and let Corpusalo get bombarded for six goals.
A couple games with Corpusalo, they'll pay Swayman whatever he wants.
Go ahead and call up Brandon Bussey or whatever, and let's see how that looks, because that's your leverage. The Bruins don't have any. The Bruins have the worst goalie in the league and a kid from Providence. That's what the Bruins have. And they have limited cap space that I guess they can throw in his face, but if I'm Swayman, I don't care. Figure it out. Trade somebody. If I really want to hold firm and get my $9.5-10 million, that's what I want. It's not my fault you overpaid schlubs up and down the roster.
What do you think they're more worried about, the Bruins, the years or the money? Because now I'm not so sure. I originally thought it was just the money that they were worried about, but maybe it's the... maybe it's the long-term deal, which is sort of the going rate.
If I'm him, I'm happy with a short-term deal at a higher AAV. I'm happy with that. I'd hit the market again in 2 or 3 years. I'd be stoked about that.
Still in the
so look at this.
Your career.
If they're really offering 6.7 or whatever, then they think he's in the same. And I know it's goalie versus a skater, but they think he's Hampus Lindholm. He's better than Hampus Lindholm. He makes $6.5 million.
He's better than the Hamper.
They think he's worse than Elias Lindholm, making almost 8. Elias Lindholm had a horrible year last year, and they gave him 8 over 7, 7.75 over 7 years. I mean, you want to say he's not Pastrnak, you want to say he's not McAvoy, fine. But some of the other contracts they've handed out, like, you think he's worth Brad Marchand money. And Marchand's accomplished a lot, but who had a better year? So if I'm him, again, screw you guys, I'm not doing that. I'm not playing that game.
Yep, I hear you.
Let's go to the phones. Mike's in Nashua. Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, Swayman's not worth what he's asking. I'm sorry.
Okay, is he
$10 million? $10 million is Vezina, 2 Vezina Stanley Cup money. He hasn't played a full season by himself.
Okay, but Mike, that's it. Mike, you're acting like that's his fault. Mike, that's not his fault.
Well, he played by the third game in Toronto last year. He got tied and got lit up. They had to bring Almaki.
Yeah, but are you so?
And then he went on a run and won the round, and then played well in the following.
I just don't think he's worth the $10 million.
All right, but what about is 6.7 low? Or do you think that's fair?
I would give him $6 million at 3 or 4 years, like they originally offered.
Well, then you're not going to have him.
Then you're not going to have a goalie this year.
Then you're not going to have him.
Not him anyways.
But that's also, that shows them bungling it. Because I'm not even saying like you're 100%. I like Swayman. You like Swayman. We're Swayman guys. We're
Sway
couple,
guys.
Couple Sway guys.
Couple of Swayers.
That's it. That's us.
You're Sway men.
Yeah, Sway men. Sway.
We are Sway men. Good one, Billy.
Yeah.
But if you weren't, and you could see this coming, which you should have been able to, because he was so pissed about the arbitration thing, then maybe, get ready for this, you trade him away and you keep Ullmark and you at least have a good... That's what I'm saying. Like, but they already screwed it up.
Actually, I take that back. I would have hated that. I would have ripped the crap out of them for that, but you'd be in a better spot than you are now.
But now, so if you're dead set on not paying this guy, it's like, all right, then what are you going to do? Like, you've put yourself into this position where you don't have a goalie and he can ask for even more than he might be worth.
Yeah, I mean, just the order of operations and how they did it is poor. But so fine, you think 10 is he's asking for too much. I don't think 6 is enough.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean...
What did Ullmark get last year? What was Ullmark making? 5?
5, I think. Yeah.
So, like, he should get a lot more than Ullmark.
Correct.
Ullmark's won a Vezina. Ullmark also stinks when it matters. He also...
playoff goalie.
Pooped his pants every time he got to the playoffs. Swayman carried you through a round and played pretty well in the second round against the eventual cup winner. David is in the car. Go ahead, David.
Hey, good afternoon. Jones, I agree with you.
Thank
6 is too little. And you ask for 10 so you can get 8. That's a smart business decision. You don't ask for 10 if you want 10. You always ask for more. That is just business in general. And I'm sorry, without Swayman last year, they don't go as far as they went. He was the reason they were there, and he deserves to get paid, period.
Yeah.
There you go.
So, look.
Rack him.
do you think Swayman, he's asking for 10?
Yeah.
Do you think he expects to get 10?
No, I think he'll take less than 10.
Me too.
I think he was insulted by the arbitration, and then he was probably insulted by the 6.7. So he's asking for 10 to be like, all right, well, I can play that game too. And then I think he's probably sort of anticipating maybe somewhere in the 8s even. I wouldn't be shocked if he took $8 million bucks.
So the Bruins, just because the Bruins lowballed him, he can't go high on the other end to get number he wants. That is negotiated.
And his agent also is a guy, right, that gets the most for his players.
Yes.
There's a history of it. Krug was one of them, one of the few guys that didn't take a hometown deal with the Bruins. Across the league, there's a lot of guys that signed really good deals. And so That's what he's. That's what he's doing. That's what he's getting. He's the businessman, right? He went to business school and all this stuff.
Yeah.
So he's into that because he probably figured he and his agent. All right, if we go to the Bruins and we say we want eight, there's a good chance when we're done with all this talking to Sweeney, we're not getting eight. So we got to start higher than that. So what do you feel comfortable asking for? And 10, I think 10 makes sense too because Carey Price's contract is still out there at $10.5 million.
Yeah.
So we're not asking for the most.
I'm not asking for the most.
We're not asking for the most money for goalies.
And furthermore.
Cap's going up.
But also for this, there's this notion that you don't need a highly paid goalie to win. Bobrovsky just won.
Yeah, he made $10 million. They won the cup.
Swayman outplayed him, by the way.
True.
Vasilevsky, another highly paid goaltender.
Yep.
Tampa, did they go to four straight cups?
I believe so.
They won two.
They went to three straight. I'm sorry.
They went to three straight, won two in a row, and then lost the third.
Okay.
I mean, that's like, pretty good. So
those are some highly paid goalies eating up a high percentage of your cap.
Yeah.
That won. And those are recent. That's
$9.5 million cap hit, a 2-time cup winner.
Oh, yeah, so again, and Vasilevsky. Look, Vasilevsky and Bobrovsky are more accomplished than Swayman.
It's like next man up type of thing. Well, that's how free agency works.
That, and also Swayman's never gotten the opportunity. Is it because he can't do it? Maybe. Or is it because the Bruins like intentionally wanted to manage this and cap him the whole time?
Yeah.
Like they never trusted Swayman. They signed Ullmark when Swayman was up.
Sabotage.
Meaning like ready to take over the net.
Yep.
They never gave him the playoffs to start the postseason until last year. Even then, they were ready to do a rotation until Ullmark, shockingly, pooped his pants again in the postseason. And so is it because he can't do it or because the Bruins never gave him the chance? If the Bruins never gave him the chance, that's not on him. 617-779-7937. We got your phone calls there. We also have Grab Bag with Christian Arcan and Andy Hart next.
It's time for Grab Bag. It's time for Grab Bag.
That is correct. It is, in fact, time for Grab Bag on Jones and Keefe, WEEI, wrapping up this Tuesday edition of the program. And Jones, let's just dive right into it head first.
Jack, I want you to draw me like one of your
Grab Bags.
Wearing this. Wearing only this.
Oh!
Is that... I didn't realize Stiz made appearances in these drops.
A ton of these, yeah.
Are there?
It's more, yeah, they're all from the night program. It's all Stiz and Fitzy for the most part.
Stiz does a bunch of those?
Yeah, he does.
I got to pay closer attention to the voice, I guess.
Of the now-defunct Rich Keefe show.
Huh.
Yeah, you're producing that bad
nice
boy.
Nice work.
Red Sox and O's tonight from Fenway Park. I don't know if you've been paying attention. Mr.
Yeah, I don't know what's going to happen.
Three games back.
Yeah.
Sir, three games back
three
of the wild
games
card.
Out. There are a whole two games over 500.
But three out. So right now, the Baltimore Orioles have lost three straight games, including last night. So they are the top wild card team. The Yankees are in first place.
Go on.
The Kansas City Royals are the second wild card team.
Mm-hmm.
The Minnesota Twins are the third wild card team. They have lost four straight games. They are practically begging you
to be back
in the race.
They're playing horribly.
They stink.
Correa's been hurt. Joe Ryan's been out forever. Yep. They're playing terribly.
Kent Herbeck is rolling over in his grave. So the Minnesota Twins now have a three-game lead on the Tigers, Red Sox, and Mariners, who all have the same record.
Okay, isn't that the Red Sox problem?
Yes.
Like if you're,
it's one of them.
If you're asking me, can the Red Sox...
Pitching, hitting, fielding.
Their owner. you know, their manager doesn't care anymore now that he's gotten his contract. Like, oh, there's plenty of problems.
They have
right.
a few issues. Yeah.
But if you ask me, can they catch the Twins?
And Twins!
My answer is... Maybe like
they have a three gamer with them coming up too.
Right, that it starts on the 20th. I think
they could make the playoffs. We thought they were dead. I thought they were dead. I'm not going to speak for everybody out there. That wouldn't be fair of me.
Isn't it too much competition now? Like I'm worried that they're having
In on Detroit and Seattle.
Not necessarily buying in on them, but I'm just the volume of teams that now are in it.
Jones, it's a numbers game.
It is a numbers game.
But why not us? Is what I would say. Why not us?
Why not us?
Why not
it's good.
Us?
It's a great question. When you ask it that way, I guess I have no retort. Do the Tigers play like the White Sox a million times?
Because that wouldn't be fair.
The Red
they
Sox
shouldn't count those games.
The Red Sox peeing away that game on Sunday might loom large.
Detroit,
if we're being honest.
Detroit's schedule. I know you're tuning in 150 here in Boston for Detroit's schedule.
Yes.
Colorado, Baltimore, Kansas City, Baltimore, Tampa Bay, Chicago. But they have six games with Baltimore and three with Kansas City. So that's pretty good.
Kansas City also not playing great.
No, I know. You could catch both of them.
Yeah. Oh, I see. They'd knock that.
The Red Sox are in this.
So the Tigers are up, but the Royals are down. Yeah, they're in it. Season back on?
Back on.
Season back on.
Back on.
Nice.
And listen to the game tonight here in WEEI.
I want you to tell all your friends about me.
What are you?
I'm Grab Bag. Get out!
That was a listener submission for Grab Bag. We welcome those as well.
No. Send those. Where do people send those?
I think it was keef@weei.com.
Is that where?
I think that's it.
Sure.
Does that count?
I don't know. Send them there. More listener submissions. I like
what
that.
What did you say? I might get bounced right back to you. Puka Nacua. Going on the IR. Rookie sensation from a year ago for the Rams. He'll be out at least 4 games.
Yeah, good for your fantasy team. Cooper Kupp had 21 targets, something like that.
Cooper Kupp is a machine.
I mean, it was something like 20 targets in that game. I forget what it is.
And they hand him the ball.
Yeah.
He is the offense.
Go get yourself some DeMarcus Robinson in fantasy. I did that earlier today.
Oh, good for you.
But also, the Nacua thing, I think could linger. They have a bye week. I think
we have to. Do you have to let it linger? Yeah, it could. Sorry.
That's okay.
I think you have to do that if you hear that song.
Yeah, but I don't think he's going to come back anytime soon.
No,
he was bothering him in the offseason, so what does that do to the Rams? I don't feel great about the offense.
Not good.
You are my sunshine, my only grab bag.
Jordan Love avoids the IL.
Nice.
Although it's going to be the Malik Willis show coming up on Sunday.
No, that's no good. But were you surprised they're not getting Tannehill or somebody like that, going and getting a veteran quarterback?
Yeah, or, I don't know, Tom Brady.
Tom Brady, trade for Mac Jones?
No.
That's not
crazy.
Get Bailey Zappi from the Chiefs. Off the practice squad.
Oh, yeah, you can grab him right now. Sign him up. Like, hey, you got to promote him to the active roster.
Played well against him a couple years
ago. If a starting quarterback on a good team goes down this upcoming weekend, does Tom Brady come back for that team?
He might want to.
Yeah, I think so.
He may need to do that.
It's a win-win for all parties.
Yes.
You're a player again. Fox doesn't have to use you anymore. You don't have to do these games anymore. Get blasted.
You see Brady, like him and Scott Hansen have made nicey-nice after Scott Hansen called him out?
Scott Hansen called him out
on Red Zone the other day.
What Hansen said?
He's like, hey, you gotta have more energy than that, Brady. And
Whoa.
Then Hansen got a lot of backlash.
Yeah, you can't go after the GOAT.
And then Brady's like, it's all good, man.
Oh, Jesus.
Come on, Tom.
He sounded just like that, which is part of his problem.
They're not gonna catch us. We're on a mission from
Grab Bag.
The Texas Rangers are about to call up Kumar Rocker.
Nice.
Team's top pitching prospect, went to Vanderbilt.
Here I am! Rocker like a hurricane!
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
So get him in there.
So there is that. Yeah. He's, like, I think, the 97th best prospect.
Can the Red Sox get their guys up, please?
No, they're in it now.
You're like, what do you mean they're in it? So call up some good players.
No.
All the good players are in Worcester.
Marcelo Mara's hurt. He's hurt.
Call up Christian Campbell. Where's my
grab bag?
What?
Where is my
grab bag?
This is a sad one. We don't always end on sad ones, but we will today. As James Earl Jones, legendary actor and voice, died yesterday at the age of 93.
I'm a member of the Imperial Senate on a diplomatic mission to Alderaan.
You are part of the Rebel Alliance and a traitor. Take it away.
Woo, chills. Vader, Mufasa. Mufasa.
Yes.
Legend. Absolute legend. Field of Dreams.
Yeah.
Field of Dreams.
Yep,
he's in Sandlot.
Hmm?
Typecast, baseball guy. He's the neighbor in Sandlot.
Oh, with the dog?
Yeah.
Oh, that's it. He's in that. I haven't seen that movie in a while. That's him.
He's the neighbor on the other side of the
fence. I haven't seen it in a while. I don't know.
He's actually a good dude, right? What was the dog's name?
I think the dog was Hercules.
Hercules. That's Zeus. I like my Greek and Roman mythology.
Chewing up all the baseballs.
That's true.
Drooling all over them.
That's not bad.
So, I know.
Grab bag.
I read this today, Keith. This is more your side of the street.
Yeah, go ahead.
The Dork Podcast. But he wasn't credited in Star Wars as the voice of Darth Vader.
Which is funny because the guy who actually was the physical actor of Darth Vader, David Prowse, he voiced the scenes. Like, so he...
And they're like...
Originally thought he was going to be like, I'm like legit Darth Vader.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
no, dude.
No.
It's like, no. It's like, we need a deeper voice.
He sounded like Brady on the broadcast. They're like, we got to base this up a little bit.
He had like an English accent. It would have been very strange. And so George Lucas is like, no, we need to change this. And then at the end, spoiler for Return of the Jedi, but when they popped the helmet off, he thought he was told it was going to be him. Also not him. They swapped him out then for a different actor then. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
But I read James Earl Jones did those lines in less than an hour
as well.
Which is for a historic cinematic performance.
So one of the great characters of all time. There you go. There is the grab bag today.
All right, you primitive screwheads. Listen up. This is my
grab bag.
There's the bag for you.
That's it.
Hart, Arcand, you guys are at Fenway today?
Fenway
is that right?
Park. Oh, that's because the team's in it.
Just parts unknown every single day. What do you guys got coming up on the show?
Excellent.
Sounds like a good program.
I will go nowhere.
Should be quite a strong one, I would feel like.
I like it.
Well, they're in Fenway.
I like it.
They'll get you...
They got mesmerized by the grab bag.
Yeah, do you think that they're
I think
like,
that's what happened.
Wait a minute, the Red Sox are only three outlets. Is the season back on? Yes or no?
What's the next thing?
It's raining.
Grab bag?
So stay tuned.
Can you guys hear us?
Yo, we got you.
Jesus, we've been here the whole time.
Let's go.
We were literally here the whole time.
Let's
we were playing
go.
Along with Grab Bag the whole time. We thought you guys were just being rude.
Let's go.
Great lines.
My calculations are correct. When this baby hits 88 miles per hour, you're going to see some serious
Grab Bag.
What's coming up on the program there, fellas?
So we have 4:30. Rob Bradford will join us in studio to talk about the Sox. And then Ross Tucker will make his first of season-long weekly appearances at 5:30. Talk a little Patriots and NFL. Obviously, he's a former Patriot, so I don't know how often he can use those stories, those limited stories he has, but maybe we'll get those out of way week one.
Very good. All right. 5:30. Don't miss it. Tune in. 2 o'clock. WEI Afternoons. Christian Arcan, Andy Hart. They come your way next. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 10 o'clock here on WEI.
It's a grab bag.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rep pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.